It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Okay, so now we only do Interesting Islander once a month. So, like, the pressure's on to really get really super duper awesome, interesting people. And this person I wanted to have on the show for a while because not only is she just an amazing person, she is tremendously talented, has worn so many different hats. Her resume is amazing. If you like looking at resumes, your resume is a good one to look at, for sure. Right now, she's the executive director of the Canadian Alliance for Skills and Training in Life Sciences, also known as CASL. Penny Walsh McGuire is with us today. How you doing, Penny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Amazing. Now, is an early morning? We usually start this way. Is this an early morning for you, or you're an early morning person?
Well, I have a 5-year-old, so his early morning is somewhere around sometimes 5:30.
Cool.
So I was ready for this. I was up and at him.
Amazing. Just so you guys know, I recently saw Penny over the holidays when I hosted a trivia event for her team, and Penny's really good at trivia.
Oh, really?
You know a lot of good information, but you know a lot of those same things that I know, like the useless bits of
random
right?
knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were really good. I enjoyed that. Well, welcome to the show. It is a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
Obviously, it's been a big week across the island and a big day yesterday and whatnot, but we're going to chat about you today. Why don't we first start by talking a little bit about your journey, all right? Because
sure.
You've done a lot of event management. Where did your schooling and your career path kind of start?
Sure. I'm a grad of Morrell Regional High School.
Nice. What up?
Following graduation, I went to Holland College and took an events and conventions management program and graduated from there in 2000. So that was kind of the start of my events journey.
So the first few, I mean, we were talking about some of these events and stuff that you have put on, like take us back to even like PEI 2014, right? Like that's 11 years ago now, but that was a lot. That was a busy time, but a great celebration.
It was a great celebration of our province and of our role in Canada's history. And that was 12 months of programming, an incredible team that we worked with. And as Islanders will remember, there was a lot of free events, including a celebration zone down on the mm-hmm. waterfront, which was 70 days of programming. So performers from across Canada, locally performers, we had a lot of community-based events. It was a long 12 months, but it was a beautiful way to celebrate.
Yes, that's where you and I think, first crossed paths in 2014.
So.
Because back then I was event manager for the ECMAs, which were being hosted in Charlottetown.
Yes.
And you were in your role with
yes.
2014. And there was events going on as part of ECMA. And I was so impressed because you got things done. Like, that's always, I think, who you've been, right?
Well, I think, like, if I look back on my career, it's been doing things with a good team, right?
Yes.
You're only as strong as the amazing team around you, and that's true to this day with my role in CASL. So putting a good team together, surrounding you with super smart people that are really dedicated and have the same vision as you, and that's how these things do get done. And obviously with great support from the province and other
right.
other organizations.
So I have to ask this, though, because, like, I'm very impressed with everything and all that you do. When you were that girl back in Morrell, what was the career you envisioned? Like, if you're thinking back to junior high school, did she always know what she was wanting to do?
I think, kids have lots of career journeys.
Yes.
My son wants to be a scientist right now. I'm sure that'll change 10 times. But I think probably in high school, I kind of got my stride around wanting to be involved in organizing social events. I was super involved in committees and
yep.
social or events school-based events. And I think that kind of got my start and really set me on my path to go to Holland College and then do my business degree at UPI and kind of, you know, continue on my education journey, but also weave my career in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're impressed.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk about the events again because, I love events. And is there any of them that really stick out? Because you've been involved in so many, like the Olympics come to mind and whatnot. Are there any that really stand out as ones that you're like, hey, that was really cool?
Yeah, well, you know, I think like we were reflecting this morning on the big game last night and that big win from Canada. So I would probably go to my experience at Vancouver 2010 and working with, you know, hundreds of artists, chefs, you know, event managers. But the moment that resonates with me, and it's funny, we're fast forwarding to today and Sidney Crosby, right, and then his big role in Team Canada, but was the big win, the gold medal game, yeah, on the Sunday of the Vancouver 2010 Olympics, and just that amazing eruption of celebration. That's something that I remember because we were hosting an Atlantic Canada pavilion, right, at the Vancouver 2010 Games. So it was alive. The whole city was yes, alive. And the next day there was this like calm hush over, yeah, Vancouver. So it's been fun working on events from coast to coast because it gives you a bit of a flavor, but Islanders know how to celebrate. And so it's always fun to work on them here.
Awesome. All right. Well, we have a task for you coming up next. Okay. You're going to help us out with the weather today.
It's,
there are some like jobs that come along with the interesting Islanders. So we will make you work a little bit. Okay. We'll have more coming up with Penny Wallace McGuire, our interesting Islander today on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. The quicker picker-upper.
Hey, it's Darcy, Jill, and Scott from the Ocean 100 Morning Show, and we...
knows what happened, what Viola did in that movie theater, standing up for herself, standing her ground.
Black History Month, embracing diversity, inspiring unity.
Ocean 100 weather. All right, Penny's going to help us with the weather today. What do we got?
Well, it's mainly cloudy, wind gusting to 50 this morning, high minus 5, clearing this evening, wind continues, low minus 10 with a minus 19 wind chill overnight. Tomorrow is sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, light wind, high minus 6 with a minus 13 wind chill. And right now it's minus 3 in Summerside, minus 3 in Montague, and minus 4 in Charlottetown.
You know what? That was silky smooth. Silky smooth. Look out, Scott. She's gunning for your job, buddy. Sheryl Crow and more with Penny Wallace McGuire, our interesting Islander, coming up next. Sheryl Crow, a change will do you good. Ocean 100, 752 buses are out en masse right now doing their drop-offs, so pay attention for the flashing lights. Thank you very much. Joining us today on the show, it is Interesting Islander Friday for Kenmack Energy and Newton Petroleum. Penny Wallace McGuire is here with us. How you doing, Penny?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
This is so fun. We enjoy having guests in here, especially when they're as interesting as you are. So thank you very much for coming in and doing this.
Yes, we love that. And we were just talking about some of the behind-the-scenes things that happen, obviously, in event planning. We talk about it here, too, because
We've all been a part of things.
Well, I know, but people hear what we're saying at this moment, and then we turn our mics off, and things aren't always as they seem, right? Things can get a little crazy.
Yeah.
You have been in British Columbia. You've traveled lots. You've actually worked in New York, is that right?
Yeah. I moved there in the early 2000s to work at an advertising agency in New York.
That would have been like, that's a serious, like, I can't even imagine. I'm picturing like the Devil Wears Prada, but in an advertising world. That must have been a big learning experience.
Yeah. It was a big transition. I'm going from PEI to New York, and anyone who's kind of lived away knows that kind of transition. But, you know, I learned a lot and met a lot of great people from around the world. But you know, it was time to come home, and I'm glad to be here.
And there is, in one word, like, what would you describe the word, like, when you think about coming back to PEI, what is the word that you would use to describe?
Community. Yeah. I think a lot of Islanders, you know, reflect on community. And just even in the past week, my family had to say goodbye to my uncle, Parker McDonald. And while it was a tough week, I was thinking about during that time how important community is, and how the community surrounded his family, Brenda Lee, Kendra, and Kelsey, and all of our family. So, you know, whether it was eating CWL squares at the hall, or just seeing food and hugs and hundreds of people show up during a difficult time, you need to appreciate that as an Islander, because it doesn't happen everywhere. So it was pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's true. And you and I spoke about this because I was in receipt of the benefits and kindness of Islanders when I came back home, and that sense of community and being cared for and the connections from childhood and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
So very important. Well, we're glad you're here. And now, Penny, you're going to hear us.
This is fun.
This is a big deal here.
The celebration calendar.
Time for the Ocean 100 celebration calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Effectively known, Penny, as the birthday list. Don't worry. You got that look in your face like you have to do something. Don't worry about it. We got
She's
this.
Ready.
This. Happy 14th to Leah Bureau from Abrams Village. Hope it is a great day for you. Happy birthday. Pete Burke, a very happy birthday from Carol and Cameron. Peyton McLean is 19 today from Dad, Raylan, Skyler, Rosie, the boys, and the dog Ripley. Abby McCormick is celebrating tomorrow. Justin O'Brien in Savage Harbor is celebrating today. Jesse Beach in Charlottetown is... you're fist pumping for Savage Harbor?
I am.
Yeah, I figured.
My hometown.
Jesse Beach, Charlottetown. Down 7 today. Lisa, on her way to work at Eastern Fence, she checks the 40-45 box for one more year. Okay. Thanks for that one. And happy birthday again to Justin O'Brien. You made it onto the list like 4 times. I missed that one.
Happy 5th birthday, Adeline Bernard. Enjoy your day. Lots of love from all your family and friends. Adeline in O'Leary. Mirela Reddy in Charlottetown is 27. Mike Reddy in West Royalty, 60-something, we're told. That's from your younger, better-looking, more hair than you partner, Audrey.
That's brave. Wow.
I really love. I love the messages that people ask us to read on their behalf. Dwayne Hughes celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Joey Campbell in Mount Stuart is turning 70. Also tomorrow, Shelley Gallagher in Albany, 51, and Sunday, Margie Clough in Montague, turning 58. Happy birthday to you all.
Happy birthday, one and all. It's Friday. That means it's draw day. Duncan McDonald and Scott Ferguson, congratulations. Bridge Pass coming your way. Congratulations. Enjoy that. We'll have more with Penny Walsh McGuire coming up next. Our interesting Islander.
Weekdays at 7:50. Listen for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate.
Tonight, clearing. This evening, windy and a low of minus 10. Saturday, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, and a high of minus 6. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Maybe we should update folks on the horse situation in Mount Herbert Mermaid.
Yeah, well, the RCMP just issuing an advisory that they are on Route 210 in the Buell Road in Mermaid. There are 8 to 10 horses loose on the road, so they're asking that you use some caution in that area, and the efforts are underway to get the horses back to the owner's property. But be careful if you are driving in that area.
Good luck to all involved in cleaning up that situation. Let's tidy up today's trivia question. All right, Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts, and it's draw day today, too. He was living La Vida Loca in 1999 when his hit song received a Grammy nod. Who is it? Mm-hmm. Who is it?
We know.
Who is it?
It's Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin, formerly of Menudo.
The Martin theme.
Yeah, the theme
Which
was Martin today,
curious.
This week.
It's curious to me how this became a theme, Darce.
How this became a theme?
Martin. Like, it was just like, it was the first one.
I saw Martin Short was part of the SNL thing on the weekend. I went with Martin Short as the answer for Tuesday, and then I went with All In on the Martins after that. Isn't it fun to have a theme?
So you're just
so
like
fun.
Back in your office like, what Martin-inspired question is tomorrow?
Week.
I know. What will it be?
You guys don't know how much time I spend in my brain thinking up trivia questions. It is literally the largest part of my life. Bigger than this. It really is. It really is. Congratulations to Cheryl Doucette, our winner of the $100 gift card today. Amazing. Amazing. Way to go. Got a correct answer. Name in the draw. Pulled the name out. Just like that. We'll have another $100 gift card from Robbins coming at you next week. And we'll have more coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinlock. Ocean 100.
Hard not to dance to that one. Even I'm up. Lionel Richie, all night long. It's Ocean 100. It is 8:11. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Yes.
It's here.
Friday. And we are on the heels of what was a monumental night last night. I stayed up to watch it, which wound up being like not the greatest idea, but that's fine. I'm making do here, and it was so awesome. Listen to this.
And he won that one and got a shot off. Centering pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada! Connor McDavid, his step-out moment, like maybe Sidney Crosby's was in 2010. McDavid puts this away. Just a remarkable tournament, finished by the game's most talented player.
Incredible stuff last night. And we are joined this morning by our interesting Islander, who is Penny Walsh McGuire. And Penny came with the Canada gloves on. And we were talking about, just off air, how we kind of, I think we needed that game.
Yeah.
We probably needed the win, too. A little wind in our sails, right?
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I think that on the heels of all that's been happening and what is still happening, you know, it was great to be a part of. And that sense of just coming together as a nation, right? Felt pretty good.
Yeah, it did. It's great. It's beautiful seeing all the pride coming off last night's game. But just in general, we're seeing like our social media feeds are all full of Canadian pride. And it's an amazing thing.
It's positivity that I think we need.
It is positivity.
And thank you for being here, by the way, today.
Good to be here. We are very happy, of course, to have Penny Walsh McGuire with us. And if you've been with us since earlier when Penny first joined us, you know that she's the executive director of the Canadian Alliance for Skills and Training in Life Science, CASEL. So I did a little reading, and I know that in this role you lead and develop. CASEL is a key player in Canada's bioscience sector. And for many of us, including myself, that is something I don't know a lot about. So I'm wondering, I'm just being honest, but I know it's very, very important work that you guys are doing, but perhaps you can explain kind of what the organization does, like a kind of a high level, and why this job is so meaningful to you.
Sure. CASEL, as we call it, Canadian Alliance for Skills and Training in Life Sciences, is a national training organization for biomanufacturing. So for Islanders, a lot of you know how important the bioscience sector here is in PEI, but it's obviously really important across the country for a lot of reasons. One, economically, it's great for our country. It's important for the province. It's important for the country. You know, great jobs, a lot of industry and growth in that sector. But as we all recall, not that long ago, coming off the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, Canada found itself in a tough spot in terms of accessing vaccines for the pandemic. So government really, in the last few years, has made some critical investments, both provincial and federal governments, to make sure that Canada has access to those vaccines domestically. Our role, and we came out of the Prince Edward Island Bio Alliance now, and we're now a national organization, is to train the individuals who are going to manufacture those critical drugs. And it's not just vaccines. It's drugs for neurological diseases, for a lot of critical illnesses that many of us are faced with or our families are faced with. And so having access to those here in Canada, I think we can all agree, was important then and will continue to be important for our country. So that's really our role. We have three facilities across the country, proudly headquartered here and born here in Prince Edward Island, but we have facilities here in Charlottetown. We have one in Montreal and one in Vancouver. And out of those facilities, we train people to manufacture medicines that will change and save people's lives. And it's a pretty important organization to me, not just because I work there, but just in terms of the purpose that it has across the country.
And I was going to ask, you know, it must feel pretty good to know that you've landed at a career where you're helping so much.
Yeah, well, you know, we train people in highly technical roles because what's on the line is patients' health.
Right.
And I personally have gone through a health journey in the last couple of years. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2022. And I was working in Castle at the time, but I don't think really until then I realized the impact that the life sciences sector, that the researchers come up with new drugs that help people and help them get well, the impact that had. So with an organization like ours that has a role in training people to manufacture oncology drugs, my journey and my career have crossed paths in a way that I never thought would happen. So I think that's kind of a bit of purpose that you find in your role, and it really matters to me and to many of my team members.
And I mean, let's talk about it, because you mentioned you've had a battle with cancer. How has that kind of affected you to today, right, and brought you to where you are?
Yeah, well, I think a couple things. I think in my journey, it was a matter of, I had to keep going. I had a 5-year-old.
Right.
I had a family surrounding me. I always felt supported and surrounded. But you know yourself, you're the one kind of keeping that battle going. And what I will say is my journey was a moment where I realized there's something wrong. And I made a decision to go and get that mammogram and to get those tests. And so I guess the message I try to share with other, and I was 41 when I was diagnosed, is if there's something in your gut that says something's wrong, if you feel something that just doesn't seem right, go get tested. It'll make all the difference. And so I think that's kind of the message that I continue to share with my circle friends. So if you're a woman, or you have women in your life that really matter to you, mm-hmm. and you want to share this message with them, is just to check, take control of your own health and be an advocate, but get screened. Yeah.
Yes. And a very important message. Sorry, Darcy, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just thinking, for anybody that is going through something like cancer right now, how did you keep yourself going through it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's a mental game.
Yeah.
I talked about being surrounded. It was obviously my family, my friends, but we talk a lot about the healthcare system, and I will tell you that the team that I had around me at my doctor, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the PI Cancer Center staff, the angels in the chemotherapy room, they are angels.
Mm-hmm.
Were incredible. So I think, you have to surround yourself with people. You need to keep focusing on the positive. But the mental game is one that you have to work at every day, and you still do. I'm still under the care of oncology at the PI Cancer Treatment Center, but I'm doing really well. And part of that is just every day being grateful for the support and the care that I've had, and that my journey worked out as it is, because I'm cancer-free today.
And we are very happy for
you
for that.
Thank you.
Too. We'll have more coming up with Penny Walsh McGuire, our Interesting Islander today for ChemMac Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please remove plastic before eating.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by
.ca. Save big, shop local, and drive happy.
All right, it's 8:23. Scott just hit me with a sentence I never thought I'd hear him say to me ever. The horses have all been gathered.
Yes, the horses all safely back in their owner's property. Of course, there were some horses loose in the Mount Herbert area this morning. So the RCMP reporting they are all back where they belong. And they thank all the drivers in the area for their care and attention.
Amazing.
Thank
Happy
goodness.
To hear that. All right, Penny, weather. Let's hear it.
All right. Mainly cloudy, wind gusting to 50 this morning. High -5. Clearing this evening, wind continues, low -10 with a -19 wind chill overnight. Tomorrow is sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, light wind, high -6 with a -13 wind chill. Right now, it's -3 in Summerside, -3 in Montague, and -4 in Charlottetown.
We should have given you what it is in Morrell, downtown Morrell.
Exactly.
-4, we'll
minus
say.
-4, okay.
Supertramp.
Yeah.
Bertrand, Breakfast in America, Ocean 100. It is 8:26. Having just a grand old time in here with Penny Walsh McGuire, who is our interesting Islander today. If nothing, she's got to see a different side of us. That's for sure. You don't know nothing until you're in here for an hour hanging out with us off mic. It's a pretty good time. Thank you very much for doing this today. It has been so much, and you're so inspiring. Your story, top to bottom, you have done so many cool things. You've had so many awesome positions, and like we barely even touched on the Chamber of Commerce, right? And I mean, your support of Prince Edward Island business and Canadian business in general, right? Like you have literally done it all. So we are very, very happy to have you in here today. I think that we should probably, you know, say hi to a few people that you'd like to, you know, before we go. So if you want to do some shout outs here first, let's get those out of the way.
Well, I better start with my 5-year-old son, yeah, who's at school today, I hope. Rowan McGuire. He's a hockey player with the Sherwood Falcons in the U7 program there. And he loves his hockey.
As a former Sherwood Falcon myself, that's a great program. Yeah, he'll do well there. He'll do well there. As a former standout Sherwood Falcon. No, sorry. This
All
isn't about
star.
Me.
All-star.
There you go. Well, hello. And big weekend coming up. You got big plans. Have you been hitting the hill at Stone Park?
Oh, yes. Okay. That's a fan favorite. And followed by my son's favorite is also skating on the pond, the outdoor pond in our my home community of Savage Harbor. That's kind of a novelty from like the indoor rink to the outdoor pond. It's
There's
cool.
something so magical about the outdoor
about
skating.
Cleaning yes. all that snow off the outdoor pond. Yes.
Ain't that something?
Penny, and as I said, I'm a fan of yours, and so many are. You've accomplished so much already in your young age with your careers, and I really appreciate you telling us about your own health journey and being so open about that. As we go into the month of March, and we look ahead here at Ocean, we celebrate women of impact on the island. Certainly, I would think it's very, very fair to say that you have impacted many, and we're leading into International Women's Day. What would your advice be to a young woman, or really anyone listening, about how you would recommend kind of prioritizing yourself, or kind of the choices that we make that kind of that send us and help us along our way as a woman in the world, as a leader, a female leader?
Well, thank you, Jill. And I'm a big fan of yours, and you're an inspiring woman yourself. So thank you for your comments. Well, I think, you know, in my career, whether by design or just happened, I think I've surrounded myself by not just strong female leaders, not just mentors, but champions. Champions are those people that will say positive things about you when you're not in the room, that will see those opportunities and think of you and tell you that, you know, you can do this. Even on I call it the imposter syndrome days where you don't believe you can yourself. So I've been blessed to have an amazing group of friends that are strong female leaders. The women in my family are strong women. And then, of course, in my business network right across the country, I'm inspired by them. And they keep, you know, keep reminding me of what I've accomplished. And I want to pass that forward to other women who are starting the career or mid-career to do the same, is believe in yourself and surround yourself with people who also believe in you.
Love it. Terrific message. And I think that's the capper right there. Penny, this has been an absolute pleasure. Come on back anytime.
Thank you.
We may even call you when Scott's like sick or something like that, because
Watch
you're
out,
pretty
Scott.
Good.
All Watch right. out.
You're pretty good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Good music.
Good times.
Good morning.
Ocean 100.
It's all good.